The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm excited to be here in sunny Dallas, Texas again, and Dan is by my side. And
right here.
We got some good stuff we're going to talk about today, don't we?
All kinds of good stuff. We're going to continue on with the home energy audit, the do-it-yourself stuff that you can do for free.
We are, and we're going to talk to a dear friend of mine, Melissa Schultz. She's going to come on and talk to us a little bit about personal energy and some fun things having to do with that.
We're also going to be talking about a little joke about something that's over your head.
Over your head? What's that about?
The joke that's over your head? Well, it's the roof.
What's the joke over? Oh, it's the roof.
Roofing.
Roof.
Roof.
Oh, I think I hear Super Dog out there barking. Roof, roof.
That's a rough roof.
Yeah, that's a rough roof because our friends from Super Roof are coming on.
Yes, they are.
Good. Good time for it, talking about saving energy from the top on down.
Actually, you can stop the hot before it gets in and keep the warm in before it gets out.
Well, I like that idea. And then I know you have someone very special coming on at the end of the show talking about solar cars.
Yes, we do. We have a young man from the Winston School in Dallas, Texas. They're actually going to be holding the Winston Solar Challenge this coming week. And it's schools. As a matter of fact, they've got 18 schools participating this year from all over the country.
All over the country. Now, do they have any international participants this year?
I understand that they do. I need to double check that. But 18 schools. It started out with just the Winston School, and it's grown to 18 schools now participating. And these are high schools, by the way, not college.
Great. Well, Colin Hills can tell us all about that and find out a little bit more about what's going on at Winston School.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
Well, cool. Now, we've got a couple minutes here before we have to go to a break. Why don't we talk a little bit about upcoming events? The Winston Challenge is, now, when is it? It's this next week. I mean, it's all this coming week, right?
It starts actually the 12th, which is tomorrow.
Okay.
And it'll go through the 17th. It's out at Texas Motor Speedway north of Fort Worth, and it's free to the public.
Well, I'm going.
Just go into the south entrance, and you can actually go out and talk to the kids, talk to the people that are actually helping build the cars, the designers, and so forth. These are all high school students from all over the country. And you can take your family, go out and make a day of it, go into the south entrance at Texas Motor Speedway, and it's free.
And take something to drink, because it's going to be awfully,
and shade.
Awfully hot, and
well,
a hat, and
it was
some
cool
sunscreen.
Earlier this week, but today it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's Texas.
For sure. And so you can go out and watch these cars. Now, I know we're going to find out a little bit more later, but these go pretty fast. These solar cars, you know, I think of solar cars as going 4 or 5 miles an hour, but these puppies, they zoom.
Well, according to Dr. Marks, their sponsor, they're capable of 70 miles an hour.
70 miles an hour. Incredible. It's funny. I was talking to a young guy I met a couple days ago, and he had gone to Texas A&M, and they built a solar car at A&M, actually. And same thing. It went 60, 70 miles an hour. They took it all over the country.
Well, they're capable of 70, but just like an ordinary automobile, they want to keep the mileage as optimal as possible, because the race actually is not only how long they can go, but how far they can go. So they tend to drive at about 40 miles an hour directly off of the sun.
Well, and that's probably safer, too, I would think, for
these
young
kids. It's not only safer, but it gets them substantially more distance.
I bet. Okay, listeners, if you want to check that out while you're kind of listening to today's show, it's winstonsolar.org is the website. And we'll be talking about the website and talking to, again, a very special young man who's one of the participants in the Winston Solar Challenge. There's another neat event coming up at Elliott's Hardware, and we're going to be there, too. It's the Elliott's Hardware Dallas store. They're doing the City of Dallas Quarterly Recycling Roundup on Saturday, August 29th. And that's coming up at 4901 Maple Avenue down in Dallas, right there at Maple and Medical District Drive. And they will accept all kinds of things. Dan, what's a rundown of some of the things you can take down to the recycling roundup?
Over and above what you would normally expect to be recycling, how about televisions? We've just gone to that conversion to the digital conversion. You got the old TV sitting around. Don't put it in the garbage. The lead and other heavy metals leach out of the TVs.
And not only that, you'll get fined for it, I heard. There's a fine, actually.
In some areas, you can.
That's right.
So take it down there. They will dispose of it properly. They'll actually recycle the toxic metals and everything else and make sure they don't get back into the groundwater. So you'll have electronics. How about styrofoam?
Packing
styrofoam. Have you got a bunch of styrofoam sitting around and you're going, hey, I can't put this in my recycling bin?
Yeah, that's right.
They will accept styrofoam, like bagged styrofoam, because you don't want it breaking and blowing around everything else.
Right.
Packaging foam and so forth. plastic bags. You got an accumulation of plastic bags.
Boy, don't
garbage
we all.
Bags,
yeah.
These sort of things, you know.
Do you know what my kids have been doing with plastic bags, though? They've been spinning them into Plarn. It's plastic yarn.
Plarn.
Plarn, yeah. My kids have all gotten into this. They made little spindles, and they spin it into Plarn, and then they actually crochet it or knit it into actual products that you can use.
Never heard of that before.
It's incredible. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we take a break, and we'll come back, and we're going to be talking to Melissa Schultz. She's going to have a very fun essay for us all about personal energy. We're going to be going from the top on down with roofing and solar cars right here on Energize Green. We'll be back in just a moment.
CNN 1190 wants to hook you up. Log on to CNN1190.com and score yourself a $50 gift certificate to Magic Time Machine for only $25. It's the CNN half price hookup only at CNN1190.com. Half price hookups go fast, so log on now.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a super roof near you weathering the Texas storms.
Hey folks, did you know you could save up to 20% on your electric bill with the Light Up Texas program?
No.
But we'd love to save 20%.
Then call Light Up Texas at 866-454-8387, 24 hours a day, or get an application at lightuptexas.org. That's LIteupTexas.org.
Then what?
Well, the program is for low-income Texans, so the application asks for proof of income, like a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Did you get that, Willard?
Or you can get a letter from your employer confirming employment.
That'll work.
When do we start saving?
Your savings begin 30 days after your enrollment is accepted, so hurry. The program's available now through the hot summer months. And don't forget, you'll need to reapply every year.
Can you give us that info again?
Sure. Call toll-free 1-866-454-8387 or visit lightuptexas.org.
Did you get that, Willard?
Memorized it, dear.
A message from the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome to today's show. I'm Andrea Rideout, and Dan's going to be joining us in just a little bit. But first, my friend Melissa Schultz is here, and she's going to be giving us some tips on personal energy and pumping up your own inner drive. So she's going to be doing a special essay for us today that is going to become a regular feature on the show. It's called Green Thoughts. So why don't we get started? Here's my friend Melissa Schultz.
In today's world, where multitasking has become an art form, the demand for personal energy has increased tenfold, and like anything else in demand, with it comes a host of products and philosophies created to capture your hard-earned dollars. Ironically, after going in search of the most inexpensive and renewable sources to cure my middle-age humdrums, I discovered the answer was not only close at hand, but downright funny. I've often thought it would be easier if we could simply plug ourselves into an outlet and recharge like some sort of creature from a sci-fi novel. This would certainly require less thought and time than eating well, exercising, and getting enough sleep, three things mothers, doctors, and the media remind us we need on a regular basis. But according to the basic rules of physics, energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be transformed. Feng Shui was built on this knowledge. It's all about making a harmonious, positive environment by manipulating existing energy, such as moving objects around in a room, or changing the paint colors, or opening windows, or letting the light into an otherwise drab space. I recently did my own mini feng shui makeover at home by replacing dark bedroom curtains with billowy white shears and slippery, dismal bedding with downy, soft white cotton. The results were indeed positive, only now it's so tranquil I want to sleep all the time, which takes me right back to square one, needing more energy. My grandmother, the true energizer bunny at 105, she thinks cucumbers on your eyelids may be the secret source of renewable energy. My friend, she said recently, the one who still drives because she's so young, she gets me cucumbers at the grocery store every week. You know, she's only 89. Anyway, I don't like to waste things, she said, but I still won't eat them when I'm done. I just put them back in the refrigerator. That way, when I use them again, they're really cold. Cold cucumbers. Hey, you know, that makes me cool as a cucumber. Whoever made up that saying must have put cucumbers on their eyelids. How long do you keep them there? I asked. Oh, really, only a minute or two, she answered. It's pretty boring keeping your eyes closed any longer. Besides, the smell makes me want to eat a salad, and I'm watching my weight. If cucumbers aren't your thing, there's always coffee, tea, and a host of aptly named caffeinated beverages that promise to jolt you into productiveness. Of course, they're not considered healthy for more than the occasional pick-me-up. Personally, I'm still going through withdrawal after cutting my once daily caffeinated soda intake down to once every 7 days. Let's just say I live for Thursdays, and sometimes Thursday happens more than once a week. There are other options, of course. Energy bars, sprinting, weightlifting, standing on your head, meditation, chicken soup, watching reruns of I Love Lucy, and chocolate, my all-time favorite. Until last week, when, much to my surprise, I discovered something better and infinitely less caloric. It happened when I was watching a movie at home, a comedy made in the 90s, when everyone had big hair and times were slower and dialogue slower still, and I began to laugh, the kind of laugh that comes from your belly and works its way up to the top of your head, and your face begins to hurt because you're smiling so much. The kind of laugh that makes you cry and squeak and snort, and you don't actually care who hears you because it feels so good, and you don't want it to stop. And when it was over, I wished I could have bottled the feeling. Turns out, experts say we can. The memory is ours to keep, and we only need to draw on it, much like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Just click your heels together and remember. Then go deeper into the memory still until it's rekindled. Let yourself laugh and re-experience the feelings just as you did the first time. Whether it's a funny line from a movie or from real life, create a personal comedy playlist in your mind and then draw from it regularly. So every day feels like a Thursday.
Beautiful. I love it. So the reality is, if you want to get more energy yourself, remember to laugh.
Remember to laugh.
That's the key.
The greatest natural, most renewable source there is.
I like that. Although I'm sort of into chocolate, too.
Yes, I can't say I've given that up. Eating chocolate and laughing together, that's probably the ultimate, right?
Yeah. I have three addictions, I'm afraid. Dr. Pepper, gum, and chocolate.
Yes, so, well.
And I try not to eat or chew them all at one time.
We're a work in progress, right? We're only human.
We are. Well, let's talk a little bit about you, Melissa. And by the way, listeners, if you've just joined us, of course, you're into Energize Green today. This is the show that's all about energy topics and green and a little bit about your own personal energy as well. And Melissa Schultz is my guest. I'm Andrea Rideout. And Dan will be joining us back again in just a few minutes. Dan, the Solar Man Lipinski. Melissa, I know now you and your husband, you guys lived up in Washington, D.C. for a long time, kind of in a rural setting, right?
We did. It was a rural setting. We were surrounded by farmland, and I actually grew up in D.C., so moving there was pretty much a culture shock for me. But it is interesting how quickly you adjust, because it was so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I've got a little place about 10 acres south of Dallas and enjoy going down there and visiting my cows and things like that. And it is a culture shock, though. The people in the country, I've actually been kind of inspired by them, because they live a green lifestyle in a lot of ways without really even thinking about it. Country people don't waste things. And that's something that is really a different type of mindset. They don't throw things away. I mean, you know, the picture of the old grandmother that saves every paper bag and every piece of string. When you live out in the country and you run out of a piece of string and you have to drive maybe 20 miles to get that ball of string or whatever. I'm just using that as an example.
Right.
You learn to save things.
Right. I think, and you know, I found my neighbors were the most reliable friends that I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You depend on one another.
Yeah, every time I've ever needed any of my country friends, they are there for me.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, it's kind of funny. When I go to the farm, I always tell everybody, Mom, you don't have to check on me. Don't worry about me. Because the minute I pull into my driveway, usually within, I'd say, a couple minutes, somebody from the neighborhood sees me. And these people live further away than any neighbors I've ever had. And yet they hear me coming down that country road and they'll run up or, you know, drive the four-wheeler up or whatever, just to be sure that it's me pulling in that driveway and not some stranger. And they may bring me something, the veggies out of the garden or whatever. But the one thing I have found that is difficult is getting the rural towns involved in recycling issues and that sort of thing. You know, getting them to go that extra step in green is sometimes a little bit of a challenge. And you were saying that you guys had the same problem up in D.C.
We did. And my husband was tremendous about it. We had an old truck, a trooper truck, we called it, and he loaded it up, and you know, this was 17 years ago, and carted everything down to wherever he could to recycle it. There was definitely no curbside recycling in those parts of the woods.
So things have come a long way.
They
for
have.
Sure.
They have. We actually have two giant recycling bins in our house with two teenagers. I think I say that we have one for each child.
Okay. And speaking of that, with teenagers, you know, it's a challenge to get these kids involved. How do you and your husband motivate two young fellas to turn off the lights, to turn off the Nintendo, you know, save energy or remember to put that plastic bottle into the recycling tub?
It's difficult. We do try to have a routine so that the recyclables are, you know, it's easy to put them outside. So it's a step-by-step process. We actually have a double sink in our kitchen. Works as a sort of a great tip. We put one side is filled with recycling, and then it moves from there to an outside smaller, almost laundry basket, and then it gets emptied into the bigger baskets. So sometimes it takes, you know, a day or two for it to make it all the way into the bigger baskets, but it makes it so it's not so difficult and the kids can approach it in a step-by-step process.
Well, and that I think is actually one of the keys with recycling. Last summer, I had a wonderful opportunity to spend some time on a ship out of the, it was actually off the coast of Maine, and it's a schooner called the J&E Riggin. Matter of fact, listeners, if you want to find out more about it, you can go to mainewindjammer.com. That's their website, mainewindjammer.com. And I was able to spend a week on the ship. And one of the things that was really inspiring to me, everything they do is green. They recycle, they compost it. Can you imagine composting on a wooden schooner that was built, you know, 80, 90 years ago? And we complain that it's hard to compost in suburbia. Try doing it on a ship. It's really incredible. But the way that they do it, the way they get their passengers, their crew members, scout troops that come on the ship, actually the husband and wife that own the ship have two children of their own, and they are into the recycling and composting, is that they have a routine. You eat your dinner, you take your dishes, and you scrape everything into a specially made compost chute that they have. So it's all done in one long step. It's part of the dishwashing process. Recycling tubs are everywhere. All over the boat, so you don't have to think about it. You finish a soft drink or you have a bottle of water or whatever, it immediately goes into the recycling tub. And I think that's the key, is make it easy. Make it so that it's thought-free. You don't have to think, oh my gosh, have I taken the recycling out today or whatever. It's just right there. It's easy to do.
Something else we do, there's a lot of sports going on, so there's a lot of bottled water.
Yes. But
not every bottle is finished. So I actually save them. We accumulate them. We let no water go to waste. Nothing gets poured down the drain. And then, you know, all that water is eventually used to water the soil or fill up the swimming pool or whatever we need it to do. But that's another thing I think teenagers can do. They often drink 2/3 of a bottle of water and the rest of it gets just dumped.
Mm-hmm. And actually, soft drinks are the same way. You can pour all that together and go water your plants with it. Actually, plants love that sticky sweet soda pop and gives them a little extra sugar.
Hey, there's an excuse for you and I to indulge in that soda more than once a week.
That's right. I think that's a good idea.
We need to save the environment, so we better drink at least twice a week, right?
Better have at least two Dr. Peppers.
Or Dr. Pepper, that's right.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get Dan Lipinski on. We're going to be talking about roofing, saving energy, and solar cars.
Sounds great.
Stay with us right here on Energize Green.
On CNN 1190, it's Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. The Internet is your gateway to success. Don't get lost in cyberspace. Join Ed and Lisa every Saturday from 1 to 2 as they show you the way to making a net profit with a net presence. Turn today's technology into tomorrow's success. Tune in to Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. Saturday from 1 to 2 on CNN 1190.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because super roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
Before you head to Grandma's down Texas open road, check for that windshield sticker to the left and way down low.
Before I head to Grandma's, I make sure my vehicle registration sticker is up to date. Hi, I'm Kerry Dyer from Fredericksburg, and here's my song for vehicle registration. Are you listening, Grandma?
Put Texas in your corner. There's no time like today.
Love your state. Don't hesitate.
You may not think you've done much, but here's something you should know. When you register your car, it helps pay for our roads. It's easy to install and so important to display. So put Texas in your corner right away.
The Texas Department of Transportation and Grandma and I approve this message.
I want to change some things. I want the moms where I live to have childcare they can trust.
I want to make sure my little brother and his friends have a safe place to play.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more hardworking families learn how to budget and save.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
Want to make a difference? There are so many ways you can. Help create opportunities for everyone in your community.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I mean, I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is Glenn Frey. The Eagles have been on tour all over the world, and it's always good to come back home. You should know that the rules for crossing the border are changing. And we want all of you who cross the border for business or for fun to be sure to have everything you need to get home efficiently. You can learn about your document options under the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative by visiting www.getyouhome.gov. Travel safe, have fun, and take it easy.
Got a job, or at least a job you like? If not, log on to CNN1190.com and check out the virtual job fair. CNN 1190 is now your best source to finding a new career. Log on to CNN1190.com. Keyword, job fair.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Well, that was absolutely fascinating, and glad to have Melissa Schultz on with us. And I've got Dan Lipinski by my side now, and we're going to talk a little bit about the promised energy audit. Now, we kind of hit on this, Dan, last week.
We did.
And I know you've got some more tips for us, but I'll tell you what, if you want to take a minute to ponder what you're going to say, I'd like to talk a little bit about caulking and how handy it is if you're needing to do some caulking around the house. There's some things that you want to remember. One big tip is be sure to choose the right product for the right application. Not all caulking products are made the same. So make sure that if you're doing an interior work, that you choose a product that's made for the interior. If you're doing around a bathtub, that you choose a product that's made for the bathtub that's got maybe an anti-mold inhibitor in it. No, I think that's wrong. Did I say anti twice? Anti-mold inhibitor.
Just a mold inhibitor. Actually, I could attest
inhibitor.
To that.
Yeah.
You know, the wheels on our sliding door died. Just before the holiday, just before the 4th.
Okay.
And we couldn't slide the back door open or closed, so it was locked.
Uh-oh.
Lisa put that at the top of our honey-do list and said, please fix. And I said, okay. So our door is made so that I couldn't remove the inner door that was stuck from the outside. I had to go to the outside, take the outside fixed glass off first, then the inner door.
And it's a pain in the neck.
At least.
Yes.
Had a large piece of plastic. We taped up the entire opening. And then as I was putting everything back together, I was astonished to discover that we had a gap in the bottom track between the concrete and the track itself where you could drive a truck through it.
I
actually was able to slide several pieces of paper.
Well, when your house was built, what, 15 years ago,
about
20 25. Years ago?
It's a track home.
Okay. Nobody thought of insulation back then.
But I never thought to look there for leaks. You know, you think about leaks around your windows, around your doors.
That's one we've
completely missed. And I completely overlooked that gap at the bottom of the sliding door.
That's a good point.
And I could feel the cool air. Oh, yes. And so I walked into the hardware store and I started looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I didn't have an Elliott's near me at that time. So I was over on our side of town. And at that time, I'm sitting here looking, saying, I feel like I'm looking at the toothpastes or all these different kinds of paints or anything else. What do I use? I finally ended up with some silicone caulk, which was the right thing for the outside.
Yes, exactly. A very good choice.
And in this case, I got lucky because I happened to read the labels and everything else. But the bottom of the sliding door, it never occurred to me.
Well, and that's a really good point. And that, again, I come back to make sure that you use the right product for the right job. If you're going to the hardware store or you're going to your local home center, whether you live in Portland, Oregon or Portland, Maine, ask someone at the store to help you because these folks know what they're doing. They sell caulk all the time and they understand the different uses. So again, ask if you need some help, choose the right product. And one of the big issues, if you're using expanding foam caulk, is remember it does expand and it'll expand
be
out
careful.
All over the place. And be careful because you can actually damage woodwork. You can mess up a door opening and closing if you put expanding caulk in and you're not prepared. So again, know what you're doing. Read a little bit about it. These are some tips that I offer in my book, If I Had a Hammer, which is available at bookstores all over the country. And so if you have questions about it, you're always welcome to email us as well. My email is andrea@energizegreen.com. So drop us a note. You can visit right there on the website, energizegreen.com, and get some great tips. Okay, let's move on to the energy audit. Now, I know we covered some of that last week. What are some of the other tips that you like to talk with folks about?
As your appliances wear out, replace them with those that are Energy Star rated. Those have been confirmed to save energy over the non-Energy Star counterparts.
And not just that, look at the different Energy Stars. Star ratings, because some Energy Star, you know, Energy Star is a big window and there are different grades available. So look at the Energy Star label. Most of the time, it's got the actual amount of money that you'll spend in an average home on electricity each year posted right there on the label.
It's a bright yellow label, and you can actually see how much energy it will use compared to comparable models similar to it on the market.
That's right. I was just shopping the other day with my little niece. She needed a washer and dryer. And right there on the front of the washer and dryer, there's a lot of difference. Some of the washers use $130 in energy a year. Some of them use $220
right.
in energy a year.
Right, and front loaders tend to be a lot more economical than top loaders in the washing machines.
That's right. So again, do your homework. Look online. There's some wonderful resources. Matter of fact, one of my very favorite websites is a site called doityourself.com. It's got some great tips on it for helping you choose different types of appliances and things. Another good one is repairclinic.com, which is actually a resource if you need to repair an appliance, but they also have some great tips on keeping your appliances in good shape, making sure they're running properly, and not using extra energy because they're not working properly. Okay, so appliances, what's one of the other favorite things that you have?
Another
one
of the favorite things.
We've got just a few seconds left, by the way.
Real quick.
Real quickie.
Wrap the water heater in a jacket.
Oh, a great tip.
Keep the water hot on the inside. It's hot. It's 120 degree water there, and that heat is escaping constantly. If you don't have one of these newer style, what they call tankless water heaters, you got a tank style water heater, get a jacket, put it around the water heater, keep the heat inside, and you'd be astonished at how much heat. After you've put the jacket on, put your hand in there the next day and you'll feel how warm it is. It's astounding.
And that's a $20 fix that'll probably save you $20 in a couple of months.
Easily.
So it's a great tip. And one other thing, what should you be setting that thermostat at on your water heater?
120 degrees.
120 degrees, and we'll be right back with more Energize Green in just a moment.
Are you worried about your wealth? Do you have a plan to weather the storms of today's markets? Or do you simply feel lost in a sea of bad advice and missed opportunity? Hi, I'm Scott Maxwell, co-host of the Peaceful Wealth Radio Hour on CNN 1190 every Saturday from noon to 1 o'clock. Join Brent Everett and me today as we teach you the essential truths you must know to sleep sound, achieve your goals, and live a life of peaceful wealth. The Peaceful Wealth Radio Hour, Saturdays at noon on CNN 1190, an oasis of truth on your journey to peaceful wealth.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a Super Roof near you, weathering the Texas storms.
In small towns and big cities around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Habitat volunteers are changing lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even their own as well. Support the work in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
Every 10 minutes, somebody dies from leukemia, lymphoma, or myeloma. In fact, leukemia causes more deaths than any other cancer among children and young adults under the age of 20. But the fight against blood cancer is not hopeless. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is leading the way to find cures for these deadly diseases with the world's oldest and largest charity sports program, Team in Training. Team in Training's expert coaches will get you ready for a marathon or a half marathon, a triathlon, a 100-mile bike ride, or a hike adventure. You'll make lasting friendships with your teammates, and the money you raise as you train will go to research for new treatments and cures for blood cancer. More than 380,000 people have helped save lives with Team in Training. No experience is necessary. All fitness levels are welcome. To learn more about events in your area, go to teamintraining.org. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and this radio station.
Here's an urgent message for men and women interested in a computer career. Now you can gain the training and key industry certifications you need to start your new career as an information technology pro in as little as 3 months, regardless of your age or background. Here's the founder of MyComputerCareer.com, Tony Galati.
Hi, friends. I'm thrilled to announce the opening of MyComputerCareer.com in Dallas-Fort Worth. We help career changers like you move into high-paying, prestigious careers in the computer industry. Despite the economic downturn, there is a shortage of qualified people for excellent IT positions in the Dallas-Fort Worth area right now. You can start your new career in as little as 3 months, with almost no money out of pocket for a full year. We'll train you and even help find you a job. For more details and to see if a computer career is right for you, go to MyComputerCareer.com and take my free career evaluation right away. A few minutes today could mean more money in a new career and a better life tomorrow. MyComputerCareer.com.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back. We have a very special young fellow with us today on the show. He's a new staff member at Energize Green. He actually used to work for the show a couple of years ago, back when it was called The Energy Show. And his name is Barrett Klein Koch. And he's going to join us today talking a little bit about diesel engines. And Dan, I think I'm going to let you take over because I am not very experienced when it comes to diesel engines. So why don't you and Barrett kind of bash this topic around a little bit?
The odd thing is, now I also, our family, we own a Jetta TDI, which is selected
green
as
green car of the year.
That floors me. Even today, I mentioned this and people go, how can a diesel be a green car? Mm-hmm. But the newest diesels are as good or better than some of the gasoline internal combustion engines of just a couple of months ago.
Well, Barrett's been doing a little bit of research on this, and we got into a huge discussion yesterday, and I was like, wait a minute, you need to get all this on the show. But like I said, I'm going to turn this over to you fellas because I just don't know much about it. I did get to drive a Jetta the other day,
What'd you think?
TDI. I liked it. I'll tell you one interesting thing about it. It has some real zip and zoom, and I've driven several of the hybrids, and I like them. I mean, I can't say anything bad about any of the new energy efficient cars. I think they're all terrific. But that Jetta, it moves.
It's amazing how peppy they are.
It's extremely peppy. And I really liked the feel of it. Plus, now you can talk about this just a little bit. I love the way you can kind of pretend like it's a stick shift, even though it's really an automatic.
They have a sort of, they call it Tiptonic. It's actually
tiptonic,
a manual,
yeah.
Manual shift. You can select which gear you want to be in as long as it's capable
sort
of going
within
into
a range,
that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's sort of an automatic manual. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Back years ago, my very first car was a 74 Volkswagen Super Beetle, and it was an automatic stick shift sort of thing.
How could you be driving back then? You weren't old enough.
Well, it was a used car, actually.
Oh, all right.
Bright yellow Super Beetle. It was a beautiful car. His name is Alex. But anyway, moving right along, it was a terrific car, and I loved that stick shift thing that, again, you could kind of play around a little bit, and it's neat to see them bringing that back. But I tell you what, I'm going to introduce again Barrett Klein Koch, and you guys can talk about diesels, and I'm going to listen, okay? Believe it or not, I'm actually going to close my mouth for a few minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, a miracle has happened.
Not really. Really?
Barrett, glad to have you on.
Barrett, welcome to the show, and I'm looking forward to getting a little bit more information, even though we in our own family have a TDI. This is something that I will not profess to be 100% expert on, and that's diesel engines. So have at it. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, by far, I'm not an expert on this, and we're going to delve deeper into this in a few weeks, maybe a month or so, on the show. It's amazing how green diesel is, and people don't actually believe you how green diesel is. But even, I drive a 3/4-ton Dodge, and it's not the newest truck in the world, but we're still getting 22 miles per gallon. What's great about diesel is diesel is a byproduct of gasoline. So if you're making gasoline, you're going to get diesel.
It comes out of the same processing plant.
It comes out of the same
process.
It comes out of the same processing plant. It's actually it's sort of a byproduct of gasoline. Diesel has actually been very fuel efficient since the 50s. And it's hard to believe. If you look out there, you look out and see trains. They've been using diesel electric technology for years, since the 50s. And those guys are they're running huge batteries at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Trains are hybrids.
They're the very first diesel hybrids. And they're getting 1 to 2, they're only using a couple of gallons of diesel per mile. And it's amazing.
And that sounds like a lot until you realize how much they're moving at one time.
And to realize how huge and how massive this motor is. And they're barely using any diesel at all.
And I can attest to it, at least in our last tank full, we got 51 miles per gallon out of our Jetta. And that's in town.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I wish I got 52.
And that's with a teenage daughter driving.
Oh, astounding.
You know, my wife and my teenage daughter, divide their time between the two of them on the Jetta, and they still got 51 miles to gallon, typically about 47. But go ahead.
Diesel is actually going to be a hot topic coming up in the next couple of years. For 2010, the EPA mandated new diesel regulations, mm-hmm. and the only company out of the big three so far that is 2010 compliant was Dodge with their Cummins turbo diesel. And Cummins is actually, they run them on a lot of the Kentworth, Peterbilt. They run them over the road trucks mostly. It's a smaller version of that motor, and they're using a diesel particulate filter system that was actually came out of Mercedes-Benz, out of the European cars. It's almost the same system. It's similar to what the Volkswagen's running, mm-hmm. where you're recycling the soot back through the motor to burn it off. So you're getting very, very, very little emissions out of these motors.
Okay, and you mentioned the big three, so Dodge is one. Who are the other two?
Ford and Chevrolet haven't quite yet come out with their compliant vehicles yet. Mm-hmm. Dodge, since the 2007 and a half model year, has been 2010 compliant. And there's several different ways to get there. Dodge is going to be using, and it seems like Chevrolet and Ford will be following, GM and Ford will be following the Dodge lead and using the diesel particulate filtering systems to run your exhaust back through the motor and to kill all the emissions off also. And what's amazing is you're still going to get 14 to 18 miles per gallon out of these huge trucks.
You're talking about the big semis.
We're talking about 3/4-ton, 1-ton pickup trucks.
Okay, the larger, what I would call a mm-hmm. family truck.
The big trucks are still going to get decent gas mileage and be green. And BlueTEC, they're saying, the exhaust is almost as pure as oxygen.
Now, when you say BlueTEC, whose is that?
BlueTEC is Mercedes-Benz diesel technology. Okay. And Mercedes-Benz and Dodge and Cummins all work together to develop this particular system. I'm a little biased towards Dodge. I do drive a Dodge. It's just amazing to me that no one ever thought a diesel would be cleaner than a gasoline motor, and it is.
Cleaner in the sense that it's lower in particulate matter, a little better mileage,
You're getting a little bit better. Look at the Jetta. 51 miles a gallon. There's no gas motor that's even close to that.
No, we're actually up there with the hybrids all by mm-hmm. itself.
It's up there by itself. And the great thing about diesel is diesel's only going to get cleaner throughout the years.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And when you say diesel, are we going to see more and more of these in actual family cars?
I really do believe so. They had production. GM, Ford, and Dodge were all scheduled. The big three were scheduled to have production model smaller diesels out. Mm-hmm. And with the way things are right now, I don't know if they're actually going to follow through on that. Mm-hmm. But if they do, I really think we could see. I think they're going to follow Volkswagen's lead on this.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, especially with the kind of mileage we're getting out of the Jetta.
We'll be back in a few minutes on the Energize Green show.
I'm Dan Lipinski, and we'll be back with you here in just a moment.
Start your day with CNN 1190 AM Headline News with all the top news and business stories, plus Nancy Grace Live.
We just heard from Ricky Kleeman about people surrounding her. Okay. I'd like to finish.
And Showbiz Tonight. Stay informed and in tune with the world of news, business, sports, and entertainment with CNN 1190 Headline News.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a cool roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
Sir, you've taught me everything you know.
Well, you've been the best apprentice ever.
That's why I want you to hear the news first. I've opened my own company.
What?
I'm taking Gene in HR, Barry in IT, what? Rhonda from the front desk, everyone from sales, Mike
no.
and guys, Mo and Doc.
Don't cry. Company. You can find top-notch qualified candidates at dfwhelpwanted.com.
Are you leaving me anyone?
Oh, sure. Your nephew from the mailroom.
Good.
No, wait, I'm taking him too. Oh, no.
The qualified people you're looking for are at dfwhelpwanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
This is nice.
I was hoping you'd like it. It's my special risk.
I'm sorry, sir, but it appears as though your credit card has been declined.
Did everyone hear that? This person right here, credit card declined. Oh. If we can please have an awkward silence the next 10 seconds.
Whoa, what's with the megaphone?
Just trying to properly illustrate your embarrassment and humiliation to the public, sir.
What?
If everyone could start mumbling and shaking their heads. Nice, ma'am, I like that with the pointing. He's shaking like a leaf. Good job.
Hey, buddy, please, I'm with a date here. Look, so I'm late on a few payments. I'll make it up next month, promise.
Mm-hmm. He promises to pay it all back next month. Can we have an aww?
Aww.
Don't worry, Adam. It happens to everybody. This has no effect on our date whatsoever.
Really?
Yes, really. There just won't be another one. See ya.
And she's off.
Wait, come back. I have other cards. I have other restaurants.
Putting more on your card than you can afford to spend can lead to even bigger problems, like public humiliation. Don't let your credit put you in a bad place. Go to controlyourcredit.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Ad Council.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But we can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
I was born for adventure.
I was born to lead.
I was born to help people.
I was born to be a National Guard soldier.
Because I'm a doer.
Because I want to serve.
Because I'm compassionate.
Whenever the call comes,
I'll be ready.
My unit responds and takes action.
The community can trust that we will be there to help.
No matter what the challenge is, we will bravely face it as National Guard soldiers.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us about the job opportunities available in your state.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, is back. Hi, I'm Pete Hironas, host of Race Talk, heard every Saturday right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, Indy Racing League, we cover it all right here Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, tune into Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, right here on CNN 1190 from 5 to 6 p.m. every Saturday. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm your co-host, Dan Lipinski. I've got Andrea Rideout here, and we have a very special guest today with Colin Hills from the Winston School. Colin is the former team captain of their Solar Challenge race team. It's a solar car that they build in a high school, and then they race every other year at the Texas Motor Speedway, and then alternate years across country. They actually go hundreds or thousands of miles.
And actually, teams from all over the country are participating at this event. So listeners, you may have a car down here in Texas right now that's actually participating. And so we're thrilled to have this event going on and find out a little bit more about the Winston Solar Race. Colin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, we're tickled to have you, and it's pretty cool what you guys are doing. Can you tell us a little bit about the Winston School? Now, what is the Winston School exactly?
Well, the Winston School is a private school. It goes from 1st to 12th grade, and it's for kids with learning differences, kids with ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, things like that.
And one of my own children has some learning challenges, and one of the things that I learned in raising Sully is that a lot of times when you have a challenge in learning, it is actually something that kind of spurs you to be more creative.
That's right. Yeah, it really brings out those creative juices. And in a way, well, the great thing about the Winston School is it helps you learn how to use those challenges, those differences, to your advantage and actually make you a more creative person, a better thinker.
Mm-hmm. Maybe an artist or a writer or a singer or just whatever it is that is kind of that creative slant for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have all breeds.
Yeah, or maybe a scientist, a solar scientist.
Definitely. The solar program at Winston is actually, it's really the Winston School's calling card. It's the biggest single program we've got at the school. The kids involved in the program are definitely the most dedicated people I've ever met from all walks of life.
Well, I know we talked to Dr. Marks here a few weeks ago, and he was talking. He actually indicated
he's the coordinator.
He is the coordinator for the entire
there?
Program.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's been going on now. The solar part of it has been in effect for what, 15 years?
Actually, I think a little more than that, around 17 now, but yeah.
And you guys have folks come from all over the country down here to Texas, which is where, of course, Energize Green is broadcast from. And we've got listeners today listening to us from all over the country. And so, like I said, hopefully some of those folks have some teams down here.
Yeah, this actually, the Del Winston Solar Challenge has actually gone international. We've had a few teams file intents to race from Puerto Rico and Mexico. And I think in past years we've gotten intents to race from teams even in India.
Oh, wow. So that's going to be exciting in the next few years to see some of these international teams come into town.
Right. It's tough for them to get here. It costs a lot of money.
Sure.
To ship a solar car and a solar team from India to here. So we get intents to race, but that doesn't necessarily mean they'll show up, unfortunately.
Well, hopefully they'll be able to bring in some sponsors. You guys have been so lucky with Dell. I know they've been a huge supporter.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be Dell Computer.
Dell Computer, another actually a Texas company.
Yeah, our cross-country races, actually the last one that I participated in, it actually started in Round Rock at Dell One, their headquarters.
Which is down kind of close to Austin, Texas.
Yes, it is. It's just outside of Austin. And that race went up to Newburgh, New York, which is in very, very, very north New York State.
How many miles was that? Do you remember?
I don't remember. A long way.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like 1,500 miles or something.
Give or take, yeah.
Long way.
So you race every day strictly powered by the sun?
Yes.
And how does the car actually work now? The sun, does it literally power the car, or does it power batteries that power the car?
Yeah, the solar cells charge a bank of batteries, which then power the motor. And there are power trackers and motor controllers and things like that in there that kind of mess around with the voltage and amperage. But basically, solar cells, power batteries, powers motor.
And listeners, if you happen to be online, you can go to winstonsolar.org, and you can click right there on the Dell Winston Solar, I'm sorry, School Solar Car Challenge. It's pretty easy to find and find out a little bit more. And you can also see pictures there of
the cars. Got a very high-resolution image on there that is just incredible as far as how, I mean, it shows all of the teams, all of the students that were in a very large, be advised, it's an enormous image, but something that you can see.
I tell you what, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Winston Solar Car Challenge and some other things that are going on here at Energize Green. So stay with us. Be right back.
CNN 1190 wants to hook you up. Log on to CNN1190.com and score yourself a $50 gift certificate to Magic Time Machine for only $25. It's the CNN half price hookup only at CNN1190.com. Half price hookups go fast, so log on now.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99 cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
1 mile or 100, how far can you go?
The Hotter in Hell 100 in Wichita Falls.
The largest one-day bike ride in the world.
August 29th in Wichita Falls, Texas.
People from all over the world test themselves in the Texas heat.
Check it out, hh100.org.
listen to Straight Shooting with Jim Dark, where he'll talk about guns, your right to keep and bear arms, and all the ways you can enjoy your American right to gun ownership. Tune in Saturday afternoons from 3 to 4 on CNN 1190.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski.
And we're talking to Colin Hills. Colin is a member of the Winston School Solar Car Race Team. This is a special event that goes on every year. It's actually going on, this year it's in Dallas, Texas. And these are teams from all over the country that are coming to compete with solar cars made by high school students. It's really an amazing thing. And they've come from all over the place and they're competing. And Colin, I want to talk a little bit about you. How about that?
All right, sounds good.
I want to know what motivated you to get involved and want to build a solar car.
Well, to be entirely honest with you, how many people do you know that can say they built a solar car in high school?
Well, that's true. I know somebody who built a solar. Dan, what did you build when you were in high school?
Nothing near as good. I built a solar radio.
A solar radio. And Colin, have you heard the story about this?
I haven't, no.
His teacher told him.
Well, actually, I built it when it was a science fair project.
Science fair project, yeah.
And I came back in the next day after they had done the judging that night before, and I knew I had won. I just knew it. And
right.
I walked in, and on the comment card, one of the judges had written, "Next year, pick something a little more practical. Solar energy will never amount to anything."
Yeah. This was a few years ago, though.
This was back at least last century.
I think times have changed. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
The solar challenge is definitely current proof of that. A lot of the cars that we have, they're very practical. I mean, you wouldn't see them driving around on the street.
Yeah, because the solar panels are kind of big.
Exactly, but they could keep up. I mean, a lot of cars we have, especially in our open division, they cruise around 50 to 60 miles an hour.
And listeners, if you want to see what we're talking about, go to winstonsolar.org, and you can kind of be following along. You can see pictures of the cars right there. Now, what happens to these cars, Colin, after they race? Do you just take it all apart and throw everything away, or what do you do with all the panels and stuff?
Well, you know, it depends. Some teams, they just keep upgrading their car. After each race, they just put one new piece on and get the hang of using that part, maybe a new motor or something like that. Other teams will just scrap the car they used during the race and just start from the ground up, build a brand new car, which that normally takes 2 or 3 years because, again, it's high school students. They have to go out and raise all the money themselves. And we're talking about $50,000 to $60,000.
Wow. You could build an actual marketable car for that.
Oh, yeah. That's really the incredible thing about the race is, since it's high school kids, you're not going to see all the flashy stuff that you see in the corporate and college races, because those teams have $1 million to $500,000 budgets that are just given to them.
Sure.
The high school kids have to go out and earn the money. They have to ask for sponsors. They have to go and earn the money.
So you're learning a lot through this process, not just how to build a solar car.
Oh, definitely.
Business in general. No, yeah, it's a little more than a car wash kind of thing.
Oh, definitely. My first year on the team, I talked face-to-face with the CEO of Hunt Oil.
Wow.
Who is a sponsor of the Winston Solar Car team, and a high-ranking executive. I'm not entirely sure what his position was at Turner Construction, and we engaged in basically a business deal.
And so you're having to learn all kinds of things, and I'm telling you, I really applaud you. I know you're only 18 years old, but just we've got about 30 seconds left. I want to know real quickly, what do you plan on doing when you, quote-unquote, grow up?
Well, you know, it's really kind of open for me. Engineering is definitely a possibility, thanks to the solar car program, but you know, I'm a man of many interests. I can see myself going to a bunch of different fields.
Well, I sure congratulate you and Winston School. WinstonSolar.org. Listeners, if you want to check out more, or just visit EnergizeGreen.com. We've got a link there to the kids at Winston School and what they're doing. And Dan, what do you say we wrap it up for today?
I'm looking forward to it, and we've got a lot more coming up in future shows. We're talking about the diesels. We're going to be talking more about all kinds of things.
That's right, and we'd love to hear from listeners. Anytime you want to drop us a note, just go to energizegreen.com. There are links there to our emails and everything we talk about on the show. And we'll be back next week with some more great information for you right here on Energize Green.
See you later.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.